Good evening to my listeners here in the United States and around the world. I'm your host, CI, for CI Radio Podcast Show. It is Saturday, April the 20th, 2019. Let's get started. So the last few days, there's been a lot of disturbing things that's been going on in Washington since the release of the Mueller report. The Mueller report strictly breaks down the guidelines and breaks down the details of what actually happened between the Trump campaign and the Russians as of early as of 2014. And in the report, it clearly states that there is a difference between conspiracy and collusion. Now, if you look at the report, it's showing signs that the Trump campaign, it clearly lays out by Special Counsel Mueller's investigation that there was some things of collusion and conspiracy that were going on during the 2016 presidential election. Every time that Trump's name was mentioned in this report, Russia was not far behind, and vice versa. So that gives you a clear indication that there were acts of conspiracy and there were acts of collusion. Why would Special Counsel do that report for 22 months if there wasn't credible evidence? The evidence is in the report of what they were doing. Now, whether he charged him or not, because we have to remember, Special Counsel Mueller was an investigator and not a prosecutor, because under DOJ, Department of Justice guidelines, a sitting president cannot be indicted. So Mueller went into this knowing that I can only go so far. The ultimate decision is up to Congress, but I'm laying out the work. I'm giving you the evidence for grounds of impeachment, because the president is doing stuff that is illegal, that is against the law. So Special Counsel knew that he can only go so far when it comes to prosecution. And not only that, there's 14 other investigations that's going on. And a lot of them are being handled by the Southern District of New York. So by far, these investigations are not over. In the report, it shows evidence of collusion and conspiracy. Now, even myself, I'll admit, I wasn't correct on a lot of the things that I saw in the report or before I read the report. But then now that I read the report, I'm looking at things differently now. The report clearly shows that there was collusion, that there was conspiracy, that there was obstruction of justice. It shows it in the report. You know, whatever he did, i.e. Donald Trump, it's revealed in the report. The pictures with Jeff Sessions, George Papadopoulos, Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, Michael Flynn, Donald Trump Jr., when he had that June meeting of 2016 at Trump Tower, that is what they were focusing on. There was something that was going on. Now, it's a good possibility that they were watching them, you know, before all of that, because we have to remember, they had a FISA warrant on Michael Flynn and Carter Page. They were really watching them of the things that they were doing with Russia. So we have to keep that in mind. But all the other people that had been criminally charged or indicted, they were indicted because they possessed no roles in the White House. The reason why Donald Trump hasn't had any charges brought on him is because you can't indict a sitting president but you can impeach him and remove him from office. And when it comes to impeachment, Democrats are having a tough time dealing with this. Some say that they want to impeach him or remove him from office. And some of the Democrats don't want to do it. Maybe because they don't want to, they know it's the Senate that would give them issues on passing an impeachment to go through. But I think after Senator Mitt Romney said on Friday, I'm thinking that there's going to be some that are going to, or could, I should say, could go with some of the other Republicans and Democrats that want to impeach him in the Senate. So the Democrats are having a tough time of what they want to do, but knowing that the evidence is there, they saw what happened, they read the report, they know what's going on, I don't think they have any choice. I think impeachment is inevitable now. I think impeachment is the only thing that we can do to get Trump to realize that he is not above the law. So I think that impeachment is very useful now. Since the report is out, since they know what's going on, since they see all the things, the timeline, the correspondence, there's been up to 140 contacts between the Russians and the Trump campaign. That's not a clear indication of collusion or / conspiracy. 140 times these people met, whether it's in person, email, or talked on the phone. Then you have some people that are implicated in this report, the parts that are redacted, that are blacked out. That means that there's people that have not been indicted that is still a part of this ongoing investigation. Donald Trump Jr. is one of them. And you could see in some of the reports of the Mueller report that of the retweets that Don Jr. was retweeting to this internet research agency or the IRA or the GRU or Guccifer 2.0. These are computer agents, hackers that are working on that behalf of the Russian government. That's where Julian Assange and all them come in. You know, because Julian Assange, it's implicated in this report. He's the founder of WikiLeaks. Donald Trump said throughout the campaign, WikiLeaks, I love WikiLeaks. And then Michael Cohen had testified back in March. He had said that Donald Trump was aware of massive emails that were being dumped by WikiLeaks, but Roger Stone is the one who told him. Everything is documented in this report. The timelines, everything is so accurate. They did everything to a T. And I believe that there's going to be more stuff that's going to come out. Sarah Sanders has now been, you know, under the radar for lying about how Trump fired James Comey, the former FBI director. This is the biggest scandal in American history. And how much longer are we going to be able to withstand this? The turmoil that they are putting the country through. And the Republican Party has showed no backbone whatsoever, except for one, and that is Senator Mitt Romney. He's the only one that has spoken out regarding the Trump-Russia conspiracy. I believe that it is collusion. It is conspiracy. Special counsel knew that I can't be the one to bring the charges on him. It's up to Congress. Congress has the ultimate decision on this, the last say in it. So I can only go so far, but I can show them what I found, and then it's up to them to make the decision. That's where we're headed, folks. We're headed again for another tough battle in this, when it's considering the United States government. And other countries are mobilizing. They're seeing that we are broken now because our government is not intact. With North Korea and Russia and China, the superpowers are coming together. This is a prime opportunity for them to make a strong presence within the world, to possibly take over the world, because they know that our defenses are down over here. The Republicans are going to play hardball when it comes to impeachment. They're going to stumble their feet on it. And they know that he's guilty. All they would have to do is read the report. This report is not fake. It's real life stuff that happened. I'm an American. If you're an American, you should be concerned on what's happening. This is not a good look. Are you okay with a president working with a foreign government to not only destroy our democracy, but further the people that are involved, their agenda? You're not an American if you think that's okay. This is serious. And as time goes on, it's going to go on and on and on and on and on. And then I look for people to protest. I mean, they're already protesting now before they gave before the Congress actually got the report. Because, you know, when they released the report, the Congress didn't have the report. And then they had a subpoena to get the report. Now they want the report with no redactions. And some of that stuff is redacted because it's got grand jury materials in it. You know, some stuff, certain colors mean certain things when it's redacted, like red, green, and yellow. You know, Southern District of New York, they're investigating Trump's finances. They're looking into what he was doing with that. And they knew that special counsel Mueller, he had his thing, what he was doing. He was investigating more of the federal stuff. And then, which I'm sure, if I further look into this report, some of his financial ties, whether it's Deutsche Bank or whoever, some of their financial ties or whatever bank was doing business with Trump or whatever investors, it's going to pop up in this report. And we have to remember, Trump was bankrupt at one time. None of the banks in New York would loan him any money. So he had to get the money from somewhere else. And the deal was, we'll do this for you if you do something for us. And from what certain people have said, Donald Trump wasn't even for sure if he was going to win. He didn't even think he was going to win. And then once he won, then he had to live up to the deal that him and Russia did, the deal that was made. And that's where the counterintelligence is still going on. That's part of the 14 investigations. The counterintelligence is still going on. And they're looking in deeper stuff when it comes to his contacts with Russia. Whatever it happens, this Russia thing is not going to go away. And if the Southern District of New York, if they were to tap into to get Trump's finances and to tap into what his kids are up to, because they can be implicated as well and criminally charged, Trump cannot pardon them. Trump cannot pardon them. You know, so if they talk about they want to indict Donald Trump Jr., any of the kids, then he'll be forced to resign. And then once he resigns, then they can charge him with crimes once he gets out. So the way that it's set up, he's boxed in. If he doesn't get reelected, he's going to be faced with indictments waiting for him. And if he does get reelected, then once he leaves office, they're going to hit him again with another indictment. Because the statute of limitations, they're still going to keep the case open. The Trump-Russia collusion case is still open. It hasn't been closed. It hasn't been officially closed by the Department of Justice. It's still an open case. The FBI, they didn't close it. You know, I don't know if, I guess it might be who, I don't know who has the last say in that. I just think that the FBI, it's probably up, it's either to the Department of Justice or the FBI to pursue criminal charges if they really want to after Trump leaves office. But either way it goes, like, he's still not out of the woods. So all we have to do is sit back, watch, and pay attention to what happens. I'm your host, CI, for CI Radio Podcast Show. You can find my shows on Instagram at CI News Media. You can find my page on Twitter at CI News Media. You can also find my Facebook CI News Media page. You can look for me there. If you're looking to make a contribution or a pledge, you can go to patreon.com/CobraImmortal. You can also make your pledge at paypal.com, and the email is cobraimmortal@gmail.com, or excuse me, cobraimmortal1@gmail.com. That's cobraimmortal1@gmail.com. It takes funds to run the show, but to my listeners around the world, thank you. To my new fans and my subscribers, thank you for tuning in to the show. And have a good night.